Inside the kitchen at Ristorante Lombardo on Hurdle Avenue in North Buffalo, the staff is always busy serving up Italian cuisine. Tonight will be no different.
All the money that we raised that day stays in Western New York. None of it leaves here.
Owner Tom Lombardo and his wife Donna are chairing this year's Dining Out for Life. Participating restaurants will contribute at least 25% of today's food sales to Evergreen Health. And it is the food that helps connect the community to participate in this event.
Something good for the community like this is taking place around a table. So that's why it's become such a great event. That's why it's grown so much.
And yet it's such a serious cause.
AIDS and HIV has been a curse in the world for many years. It's not as big as a curse as it used to be, because it's not a death sentence anymore. And one of the reasons is because of the money that's been raised and the work that's been done on it.
Dining Out for Life started in 2003 with just 27 restaurants, raising $22,000. But last year, area restaurants contributed $97,000 toward Evergreen Health, formerly known as AIDS Community Services.
Evergreen Health Services does so much for the community concerning AIDS and HIV, but not only AIDS and HIV, they help the families. There's 7,000 families that are affected by this in our community alone. So there's a lot of work, and everybody needs to know that the people that go to Evergreen Health Services are not charged anything. It's all free. So all the money that's being donated through this event, goes there, and it's used very wisely.
If your favorite restaurant is participating, it's wise to make a reservation. But Lombardo noted that the formula to make tonight's Dining Out for Life a success is simple.
All the people have to do is bring their appetite, and we'll take care of the rest.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.